stories floating across Sailorville. Here's more Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Do you guys, when you're out driving around, ever sometimes maybe go back and visit a previous house or even drive by an apartment complex that you lived in?
Well, if it's on the way to where I'm going, but I don't go out of my way, no. No.
Yeah. No, I don't either. It doesn't feel right to me. It would make me sad, like if it were in bad shape or something.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It's weird.
No, that makes sense. We used to live in Valley Junction, so we would, whenever we're in that area, we'll like, oh, we should drive by the old house. And we drive by, and sometimes, you know, we'll slow down and just sort of look at it, and we'll point out, oh, look what they did over there, look what they did there. But recently, both the last two times, we'll be driving by, and the owner, and we'll be out, sort of just mowing the lawn or just, you know, in the driveway. And we don't even slow down to look. It's as if we're invading his space. And we just drive right past it. We don't even take a glance at it. We look out the corner of our eye like, oh, there's a house. Oh my gosh, don't be caught looking at our old house.
And you have no reason to think the owner would recognize you or know that you were previous owners.
No, they have no idea. Right. We could stop and say, we're looking for directions. They would have no idea.
Right.
But I feel especially very self-conscious, like, oh, we can't be caught looking at our old house. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I remember growing up, my mom, she invited the people that used to live in our old house, in our house, like, they showed up one day, and she invited them in. And, like, let them look around the house. I thought that was very strange.
I felt
that was very strange. I'm sure they probably, my mom offered them a drink, too. Make yourself at home. Like, I was young at the time, but I still thought this is very bizarre to have strangers that used to live at this house now in our house.
Yeah.
Judging, I'm sure.
Right.
Like, oh, I wouldn't have put this over here.
Oh, I like what you did with the color.
Yeah.
The walls.
But no.
I don't know. It's weird for me. I just... You know, I get a look around a place as you're walking out for the last time, but to me, it's still just a building. When I'm even back in my hometown, which isn't very often anymore, I don't go out of my way to go past the home I grew up in.
No.
No. It's a building.
Okay.
Yeah, I just don't. It doesn't.
Yeah.
I'm not that interested.
So you're not compelled to...
I don't know who lives there anymore.
You wouldn't want to knock on the door and say, no. Hey, can I take a look around?
No. To do what? Well, that would have been nice when I lived here. Thanks, Dad.
Yeah.
Oh, you put a pool in.
I mean, this is great.
I don't know.
Yeah, Maggie.
I know some people get really nostalgic about it, but I guess I don't.
Yeah, Maggie in Clearfield said this, when they were getting ready to move, the family who had grown up in the house we were moving out of requested to come look around. It was fun to hear their stories. So, I mean, they invited them in, too.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean... And no one's ever
Iowa nice. I would have been like, no.
Yeah, no one's ever knocked on the door and said, I used to live here. Can I come take a look? Which, by the way, I don't know if you just believe that. I mean.
But see, I kind of would. I mean, who would lie about that?
I don't know.
Allison now in Ankeny. All right, what happened, Allison?
So our house had a fire 15 years ago when we lived in it.
Mm-hmm.
And after it was rebuilt, one of the previous owners had come over and wanted to see what it looked like since it had obviously been gutted and rebuilt. And he told me that his dad built the front door. It was a solid oak front door. And he's like, I'm so sad to see that go. And I said, well, it took the fire department 7 swings with their tool to get in the house. So it was a good door.
It was a good door. It was a great door.
See, that's odd. I find it odd he would want to see it. I don't know. I mean, nothing's left of what was originally there.
No, not even the front door.
Okay. All right. Okay, Allison.
It was not salvageable, no.
Yeah, no. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Take care. Bye-bye.
Music, free entertainment, and maybe, just maybe, a free laugh. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.